Track 1. Shurland Parish Church.
Shurland and Higham, like close siblings, have grown up entwined in each other's lives. The medieval manor of Shurland, which included the hamlet of Higham, is mentioned in the Domesday Book of 1086 as belonging to the illegitimate son of William the Conqueror. These two neighbouring settlements have been a united parish for many centuries, although today they are as different as chalk and cheese in both character and appearance. Until Shurland Pit was sunk in 1865, farming was the mainstay of the local economy. And had it not been for a major construction in 1792, Higham, rather than Alfreton, would have continued to thrive as the area's main local market town. This two-mile trail is brought to life by local residents, including Gladwin Turbot, whose family have played an important role in shaping this community. Before we discover more about that, let's turn our attention to the Church of St. Leonard's. Much of the current building dates to the 15th century, but the chancel and the east windowsill appear to be part of the earlier church. Indeed, the earliest reference to a place of worship in Shurland dates back nearly 900 years. But are we standing on the original site of the parish church? As Track 3 reveals, villagers have had their doubts. There is no doubt that the school to the south of the church has changed location. In fact, during our journey today, you may lose count of how many there have been. The latest school opened in 2011 and boasts a host of environmentally friendly features, including a sedum roof and a ground source heat pump. Both use the earth's renewable resources to provide comfort to the pupils and help with their learning. When you are ready, leave the churchyard through the north entrance, the one furthest from the new school, and head past the Red Lion and along the A61. Cross over Church Street and Wellington Park, and listen to Track 2 at the junction with Town End.